Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hello, Miss Campbell.
Hi, Miss Lopez.
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing just fine.
Swell. Swell.
Quite fantastic. How are you been?
I'm all right.
I'm glad.
Yeah. I like your picture.
Oh, thank you. I like yours.
I've had the same picture since sophomore year. I think I need a change.
I haven't changed mine since I did my first podcast with you, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, I think I need a change since I am a freshman in college now. So, it's been a minute.
Just maybe.
It's been a minute.
Oh.
Mr. Blum.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Blum.
Oh, hello.
Oh, is it like...
What?
Is it what?
Like...
Is what?
Are we on air right now?
We're on air.
We're on air.
Oh, good morning, America.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning.
It's currently 10:07 in the morning.
It's 11.
It's 11.
Oh my God.
Diego is about to get punched.
Do he not listen?
He needs to. Okay. I know.
Why is he telling us?
No, he needs to press the button, like, to start a podcast. Hold on, let me text him.
This just is a very frequent thing.
But it's only him.
Yeah.
I want to make something right now.
No, it was being a little bit difficult for me, too, but I got
what
it on my
make?
Own. I got it on my own.
I kind of want... I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know.
Are we feeling some...
What?
Some lobster tail with the side of cheesy
scallops.
Mashed potatoes and scallops.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I was going to say scallops.
Riley's profile picture on here is hilarious.
I know. I love it.
It's like staring at me.
I'm glad. So glad. Can you hear me like clicking my computer?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay, I won't click it.
It's okay. Are we gonna cut this part out since Diego's not here?
No.
Oh, okay.
he can wait.
What if it takes like a lot of time?
No.
Okay.
Whatever Viv says goes.
I'm a friend.
Do, 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 do,
do. Sorry, do, I just do, said I wouldn't do, click
do,
and
do.
I just clicked. My bad.
Do.
There we go.
Oh, look who decided to
Hello.
Did you guys know that at the Constitutional Convention of 1787, delegates from larger states argued that each state's representation in the legislature should be proportional to its population, and smaller states argued that each state should have equal representation
Baby girl.
Regardless of population,
Baby girl.
And the disagreement over representation threatened to derail the ratification of the U.S. Constitution, which statement accurately describes a compromise that led to both sides reaching agreement.
Girl.
So, who?
Riley, I literally got an F on my unit test. I think I'm gonna know what that is.
Topi. It's okay, Topi.
I mean,
sometimes you get Fs, sometimes you get A's. That's life.
That's just life. Don't fucking mind.
Okay. So.
So.
We're waiting.
Sorry, Dojo is in French. So, today, on this podcast, we are going to be talking about... I was going to say the ratification of the U.S.
We're going to be talking about the Constitutional Convention and the ratification...
Hello, this is Alexander Hamilton and...
James Madison.
Okay, today... We're going to be talking about
your mom. Sorry.
Whoa.
See, my bad.
We're going to be talking about food. Food.
I love food.
F-O-O-D.
Food. F-O-O-D. Food.
I was trying to do like the song like F-R-I-E-N-D-S, but it like didn't work because there was like not enough letters. So just...
Did I get a point?
Okay.
Anyways, so let's start off with Mr. Enriquez.
Hi.
What?
That reminds me of Happy Day.
Happy Day. Hi.
What is your favorite food, Mr. Enriquez?
Well, thank you for asking me, Miss Lopez. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My favorite food is probably teriyaki chicken and white rice.
Oh.
And can you elaborate
on that? I didn't know that. I didn't know that about you.
I didn't know that either. But elaborate for us. Why don't you?
I don't know. Just it's always been one of my favorite things. I think the reason why it's my favorite, it's not because like it's the best thing like that I like. Like there's other foods that I think that are better than teriyaki chicken and white rice, but I think it holds like a special place in my heart because of the comforting feeling. Because a lot of times when I was little, if I was having a bad day, my mom would take me to Peiwe, because Peiwe used to be my favorite place. And every time I would go, I'd always get that. So I think I'm just so fond of those memories that I spent with my mom. And I think that's why it's my favorite food.
Wow. I love that.
That is such a touching story.
Okay.
I love that.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Blum, you're next on the list.
Oh, thank you. Could you clarify the question?
What is your favorite food?
Can you use the word food in a sentence?
What is your favorite food?
Oh, okay. I would have to say shrimp fettuccine Alfredo.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Very on brand of you.
I know, very, very me. Very me kind of thing.
Very.
Yeah.
I love seafood. I love seafood and I love pasta. And it's like the perfect mix of both. So.
Yeah,
I see that.
Is there any, you know, like Diego, I mean, Mr. Enriquez was saying earlier he had some memories connected. Do you have any memories connected
no.
to shrimp fettuccine Alfredo?
No.
Okay. That's
well,
okay.
I get it on my birthday every year when we go to Olive Garden.
So that is a memory.
Yeah.
It's a crucial memory.
And I get breadsticks. What are you guys' opinions on the Olive Garden breadsticks?
Amazing.
I absolutely
top
love
tier.
Yep.
They're the best tier. Ever.
Dipped top in the tier. Alfredo? Even topper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The flavors are melting on my tongue.
Anyways.
Mr. Blum, that was highly inappropriate.
That was a bit much for on air.
Okay, can we move on to Mr. Campbell?
Okay. Okay, Miss Campbell.
Yes, Miss Lopez.
What is your favorite food?
Wait, I couldn't hear you. Mr. Blum was laughing.
What is your favorite food?
Oh, what's my favorite food? Okay. You know, I would have to say...
shrimp fettuccine Alfredo?
No. Why are you answering for me? I would have to say... lobster.
Ooh.
Lobster.
Very fancy.
I did not know that about you.
Mashed potatoes and my Nana's lima beans.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm.
And the lobster has to have a side of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And
agreed.
Steak.
Okay.
And obviously steak. Love steak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Miss Lopez, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Miss Lopez, what is your favorite food?
Ooh, switching it up.
My favorite food, I will have to say, is... I have two. I like chicken finger... No. Chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
And steak.
Yeah. Very, very, very you.
What kind very of chicken wings?
Buffalo or just hot wings, you know what I mean?
Do you like any flavor though, but like buffalo's your favorite?
I like lemon pepper. That place in San Diego, and it's on the next to the pizza place. Do you guys remember? Yeah. So that it is the pizza place that sells wings. The lemon pepper
round table.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And it has lemon pepper boneless wings.
Lemon pepper.
I usually like just regular wings with the bone, but you know, I don't mind boneless. Yeah. I just prefer the bone.
That's for me, okay. Wings have to be like extra crispy if they're traditional bone-in. They have to be extra crispy. I don't like it like when they're slimy or like, you know what I mean? Like they just have to be
slimy.
They have to be.
When have you ever
what
had
kind
slimy
of wings are you getting?
I've never had
not slimy. Not slimy, but like they have to be like really crunchy and.
But like, crispy. What word made where? Led you to slimy?
Yeah, where did you get slimy wings?
I don't know.
It kind of makes me never want to eat a wing again.
I don't know. Like that actually, not my favorite food.
Either way, they have to be like just crispy for me.
Crispy.
Can I,
yeah,
Miss Lopez?
What?
Can I ask another question? Like this doesn't have to do like with, I mean it has to do with food, but like not our favorite food.
Okay.
What is your guys' favorite
guys's
restaurant? What is your guys' favorite restaurant in our
area? Your guys?
What is your favorite restaurant in our area?
Native Girl.
Good choice.
Are we saying restaurant or fast food?
Restaurant.
And what technically is our area since we are kind of all around?
Our city.
Oh, okay. Beyond Bread.
Native is amazing though. Native was a good choice. But Beyond Bread is.
Bailey just said and then she left.
Did she leave the thing?
Yes, she's gone.
What? Did you hear her door open? Or was that
No, I heard her door open and she went,
what?
Definitely Beyond Bread is fire.
Fire?
Beyond Bread is fight.
Fire.
I like Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good choice.
And Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Does Chipotle count as a fast food place or a restaurant?
I think more restaurant.
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
Chipotle?
I feel like it's like...
Chipotle? I think my favorite restaurant has to be...
Probably... I just dropped my hat on.
I think my favorite restaurant has to be... Caruso's, definitely.
Never been there.
It's an Italian place downtown.
It's really good.
I think... I love the food, but I think the reason why it's my favorite is because I've had so many memories there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, Miss Campbell.
Sorry, I had to leave really fast. I'm back.
Hello, Campbell.
What the heck is that? Anyways.
Okay. So... So, what would you guys say is... Oh my god, actually...
I feel like we need some background music right now. Covering...
I don't know silence. Anymore. I don't know anymore. Okay, never mind.
Okay. Do you guys have any funny, like, stories to tell of, like, when you went out to eat somewhere, like, fast food or, like, a restaurant or anything? Any funny food stories in general?
I have one.
Hmm.
So there was one time my mom and I skipped school one day on my birthday, mm-hmm. and we went to Olive Garden for a little mom-daughter day,
mm-hmm.
and I did not want my mom telling them that it was my birthday because I didn't want to be sung to, mm-hmm. whatever the word is.
Yeah.
And you know what she did?
Mm.
She told them it was my birthday. So...
No, she didn't.
She did. And so when I saw them walking over with like the little dessert and the candle, and there was like a bunch of them, I got scared and I literally hid under the table And they all were still singing Happy Birthday to me while I was under the table. And I would not get out of the table until they left. And then I got up and ate my dessert. And then we left.
So, it was just a bad experience.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
I have one to share.
Go ahead.
Well, it's happened multiple times. So, it's like the same kind of thing that's happened at restaurants. But, so, you guys know, like those restaurants where they do, like, where they have, like, the tip-on tables where they cook in front of you?
Mm-hmm. I love those places.
I love those places, too. But when I was little, and you know how, like, the cooks, they like do like the choo-choo train with like the fire and the onion and stuff like that, and like every time like they would light the fire, and like the fire would like go like all up in the air and stuff like that. When I was little, I used to be mortified, like terrified by the fire, and I would hide. I as soon as he whipped out the onions, I would sit underneath like the table. And when the fire would, like ignite, I used to bawl my eyes out.
That is very scary.
Yeah, I used to be scared of it, too, when I was little.
That was, like, my favorite thing at the restaurant.
It was so scary.
And then one time, a piece of, like, because you know how they, like, also, like, throw the food in your mouth? Like one time, it landed in my eye.
Sorry.
Oh.
I was yawning.
Uh-huh.
that's my story.
Okay. Shall we?
I'm thinking real hard.
Yes, same.
I don't know.
Oh, actually, I have a story.
Okay.
Okay, so one time I was at Pizza Hut, and I was eating boneless wing. And I started choking on it. Like, it was bad. Like, I couldn't breathe or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And my dad performed a Heimlich on me in the middle of the,
the Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut. Yeah. It was pretty embarrassing.
That's crazy, though. Well, we're glad you're safe now.
I'm glad you lived to tell the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty rough.
That reminds me, in middle school, on all the half days, like, all the kids would, like, walk over to, like, the Safeway or, like, the fries area and, like, hang out.
Yeah.
So me and Riley and, like, all of our little friends in eighth grade, we would walk over to Pizza Hut by Safeway or Fry's, Riley?
Fry's.
By Fry's. And we would always go on the days where they had the buffet, and we would literally just, like, sit there, and, like, it was, like, so, it was so awkward. Like, the whole Pizza Hut was empty except for just, like, a huge table of, like, 10 of us.
That is really awkward.
And we were just getting food, and then we went into Fry's and we played hide and seek.
I miss the Pizza Hut buffets. Do they still do those?
I think so.
I don't know anymore because of COVID.
Oh, maybe. That's crazy.
That's crazy, honestly. Like, crazy.
Like, actually so crazy.
COVID affected our food lives.
For real? Is there anything you guys ate new because of COVID or anything like that?
Honestly,
like you tried, like maybe because of TikTok trend, or you know,
I tried the whipped coffee trend.
Ooh, I've never. Oh, I tried that.
I tried that too. It didn't work.
Favorite.
I didn't do it.
It just wasn't as sweet as I like it.
Yeah.
I don't think I tried anything new.
No, but I really wanted to try, remember those little, like, fruit things that you would, like, put in your mouth and bite it? And it would, like, shoot the fruit stuff in your mouth?
Yeah.
I really wanted those, but, like, they were out of stock everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I want to try? The name, Tangulu. it's where you get fruits and you like candy them like
oh, I've seen that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to try that.
Yeah. Tang hulu.
What?
He just left.
No way that just happened.
Tang hulu.
Stop it. No. Tell me way. That was a joke.
Is this real life?
Say that was a prank right now.
No way.
like the sound of him leaving that fact was so funny.
Oh my god.
That is so funny.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
So, do you guys like cooking?
I love cooking.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I like to make anything that's like you fry it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like maybe like fried chicken, mm-hmm. or tacos.
Yeah.
I wish I could just go culinary school. I think that would just be my dream.
Why don't you live that passion?
There's no culinary school at U of A.
Go somewhere else.
Well, I have my scholarship.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah. After. But it's okay, in another lifetime.
Cluster.
You can still do it. You can do multiple things in your life.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be your job. It could also be just a hobby.
Yeah.
It's enough to fulfill the want for it.
Exactly.
So true.
I don't cook.
We know.
Yeah. What do you do?
Lay in my bed and listen to music.
Mm. Do you listen to any songs about food?
My coconuts. You can put them in your mouth. Right now. Yeah. That one.
Right now.
You know, there's this one artist that, like, her name is a food. I don't know if you've heard of her, though.
Isn't it, like, lovely, like, kiwi or something?
No,
or, like,
there's that one, but I was
lovely pear.
What are you guys talking about?
That one?
Lovely peach.
I think you're talking about lovely peaches.
Lovely peaches.
But you know, I'm talking about a different.
Oh, you're talking about. Oh.
Hmm. I'm talking about Miss Cupcake.
What's the topic?
You know, I've been really into Cupcake recently. Like, been listening to her song so much. Like, she's so underrated.
Mm-hmm. No, she is.
Like, 100%.
What?
Diego didn't like that.
He doesn't like.
What is he on, like, drugs right now or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Cupcake. I never, like, I always knew who she was, but I never, like, actually listened to any of her music, like, until recently, like, when she started getting popular on TikTok.
You know, I'm gonna find a lyric for you.
Okay.
Of hers that I really think resonates.
That you resonate with? That you claim?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, follow and share to claim?
Yeah, like, follow, like, share. Actually, I need to look it up on my phone because it is indeed blocked on my school computer.
No!
Ha 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 ha!
Well, I heard it and you heard it. So, Riley.
It has to be Riley.
Oh my god, I know. Literally, it was my throat. I was like swallowing my spit. I'm sorry about that. What happened?
Say.
What happened?
Stop. I'm in pain.
I actually am bawling right now.
I'm
crying so hard.
Can someone explain?
No.
You're just gonna have to listen
we'll show you later.
Just explain to me.
No, we'll show you later.
We'll show you later. Okay, so.
What was that thing about, like, artists earlier?
Earlier. Okay.
Well, I want to know what it is if you guys just keep laughing.
I'm okay.
I'm trying to get the popcorn.
Trying to reach the popcorn.
Okay.
It doesn't.
So, Wiley, playing the lyrics.
Oh, I honestly forgot about that right now. I got a little busy in my study.
It's okay.
You're studying right now?
Yeah.
Here are my popcorn.
Well, I also don't know if I can, like, read this.
Just read it.
Just read it. Say okay. What you wanna say.
Wait, I need to find it.
Well, my eyes. My eyes.
Is Riley gonna read the lyrics to a certain song?
Yeah, to, like, an amazing song.
Cupcake?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
This is Squidward's Nose by Cupcake.
I love that song. That's my favorite song with her.
Literally, I love that song. Peanut butter jelly all in my belly. Rated R, no Kelly. Ate his meat like a deli. And scene.
Wow. That was, like, influential. It touched my soul.
For real.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard Doggy Style?
Did you say Gangnam Style?
Doggy Style.
I thought you said Gangnam Style.
I thought you said Gangnam Style.
Gangnam.
No, Doggy
Gangnam
Style.
Gangnam.
Gangnam. Gangnam.
Have you or no?
Stop, Vivian.
How about what?
Heard Doggy Style.
Or
Cupcake.
By Cupcake.
Cupcake. I'm not sure.
Can I play a little snippet?
Go ahead.
Okay, give me, like...
Not own any of the rights to this song.
Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, what?
Sorry, gosh. I just, like, really had some of these.
I'm, like, actually afraid I'm gonna fart.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. Just, like, I don't know.
You got, like, one brewing in there something?
Why is the fear so sudden?
I don't know.
Is it building up?
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty rational fear. Loot. Did he leave again?
No, right. Oh. Left.
I'm here.
I believe that she's trying to get the cupcake song on her Alexa.
Oh, on the Alexa.
I believe so.
I'm playing a what? Where?
Huh?
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, it kicked me out as soon as I opened Spotify.
It's okay.
Okay, let me see if it'll play. Echo. Play. Hopefully it'll play. This is a good song.
Can you just tell it? Can you just tell it to play? Like, doggy style. Pick up kid. She
left. Okay.
I don't think she liked that idea.
Oh my
I like it.
Miss Lopez, Mr. Balone.
I just wanted to say thank you for that tidbit of a song.
It was amazing, I know.
I don't know how Miss Lopez feels, but
what is it? I've reached Nirvana. I've reached Nirvana. Okay.
I think that might be all for today.
Oh, you guys don't want to just talk?
Oh. We're at 32 minutes. Is that too long?
Are we? Oh my god, I didn't even realize 30 minutes.
We're at 32.
Wow.
What do you want to do? You're the boss here.
What's that noise?
Me.
Diego throwing his ball against the...
What do you mean by that?
What?
Stop. Yeah.
I'm throwing my ball against the wall. Ow, it hit myself in the face.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Wait, yeah. I have one question. What was that question about the artist before I had to leave a second time?
Nothing.
Well, I want to know.
Wait, what question about what?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I came back and then Riley was like, well, I've been really digging Cupcake lately. I want to know like what was the question that led.
We were just talking. Like, if there were any artists or songs that had to do with food.
Oh. Okay. That's all.
Okay. Well, let's see you next time on Sparkler Swag.
Bye, Sparkler Swag.
Bye.
Bye.
Blum out.
Bye.
Really? Bruh.